activity bonus program, because it didn't. There'd be some bills that probably would wipe it out. And not only that, you gotta work hard, because you don't know who's gonna be on the finance committee. Finance committee, you know, can sometimes do some pretty funny things. They can chop one off and add it on to another. And then, after the election, keep on, don't let them rest one minute. Telephone, nail on street, get your friends to nail them. It was just pressure that originally got this longevity bonus program on the road. And it's gonna be pressure that's gonna keep it there. Remember that. Every one of you, and every Igloo member, you can take this, your delegation, take this back to your Igloos and just nail them on. You ladies get on the phone and let them all know about it. Because it's your friends, it's your young, you gotta remember, there's a lot of young people. And they're taking other programs, and they kind of get the old timers. So it's very important. It only takes one vote in that legislature to kill the thing. 21 against and 19 for, and she could be dead. One vote. It only takes 100 or so votes, one way or the other on candidate. You can put a candidate in some favor of it, or leave them on the sidewalk. So work hard. And I, Brother Bill Stoke, I believe it was, or somebody mentioned to me, that the grand president should be authorized in case there's a problem comes up where they have to send somebody in there or get somebody to do some representation down and do some lobbying so that there'd be some conversations or phone calls and this and that. So I believe that somebody could probably get, maybe there'd be some discussion before. Last time, I think, my memory serves me right, I got the trustee to okay an expenditure of $2,000, and I believe it went over, a little over that. But it was about four, Ed Dodd made four trips to the funeral on it. And plus he worked on the Pioneer Homes and several other things. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. President, brothers and sisters, your resolutions committee has met on three resolutions, all of which have been passed unanimously and are submitted herewith for your consideration. American Revolution Bicentennial. Whereas from 1776 on, whenever human beings,
believing in and holding loyally to the principles of fair dealing and and justice to all mankind. Thus, in this hour of in memoriam, we wish to extend to those who have lost the guiding love and affection of our departed brothers and sisters the helping hand and solicit affection of the grand group of the pioneers of Alaska. Sister Secretary, you will call the roll of our honored guests.
George C. Graves, Howard Woodford, Isaac Woodford, Douglas.
Absent.
Sam Burnett.
Absent.
Carl Wilson.
Absent.
James Chapman.
Absent.
John Sully.
Absent.
Secretary of Nine, Andrew Spalding.
Absent.
Evan Moffin.
Absent.
Gail Henry. Alfred Day.
Absent.
response permitted, and they begin the chorus. Read us some victory, but no response comes back. I speak its name, and in their stare, the sergeant of arms answers absent.
This is Secretary.
Gracious Father, we thank thee for the love and care thou hast bestowed on us in the past. We thank thee for thy merciful love in lessening of the suffering of those dear ones of our departed brothers and sisters. We thank thee and ask thy blessing for this gathering of friends and pioneers who are endeavoring to promulgate the principles of pure friendship and brotherly love. May this memorial make us appreciate our God-given mission and live up to the noble idea of our great brotherhood of men.
You have been chosen to fill the highest office in the gift of this grand igloo, Pioneer of Alaska. Upon you will depend to a great extent the success of our order during the coming year term. Your power and duties are fully explained in Article 4, Section 1 of the Constitution. You will please be seated.
Second Vice President, elect for installation.
Brother Pioneer, you have been chosen first and second Vice President of this grand igloo, Pioneer of Alaska, because of the confidence
with the members have in you, and their belief in your ability to fill the office of the president should have become necessary for you to do so. Your duties are defined in Article 4, Section 2 and 3 of the Constitution. You will please be seated. Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand Chaplain Elect.
Grand Chaplain Elect William Hoskins, Igloo 31, Wasilla.
Mr. Grand President, I present to you William Hoskins, Chaplain Elect for installation.
Grand Chaplain Elect, you have been chosen by the grandee to represent in our organization and to remind us of those principles of religion and morality without which all human institutions are in vain. Your opportunities for a wholesome and elevating influence will be many. You will please be seated. Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand Secretary-elect.
Grand Secretary-elect Vera J. Siders, Auxiliary 8. Secretary-elect Vida Rich, Auxiliary Number 7, Ketchikan. Grand Historian-elect Robert Huffman, Igloo 4, Fairbanks.
Mr. Grand President, I present to you Robert Hoffman, Grand Treasurer-elect for installation.
Delay is dead, brother Pioneer. You have been chosen Grand Historian by the Grand Hebrew Camp Sergeants to keep the historical records of the Grand Hebrew. Your duties are defined in the Articles of our Constitution. You will please be seated and thank you for waiting. Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand Recorder elect.
Grand Recorder elect Vera J. Siders, Auxiliary 8, Fairbanks.
Miss Darling Officer, I present to you Vera Sider, Grand Recorder elect for installation.
Grand Recorder, it shall be your duty to subordinate the booth and authorities to have all applications for membership therein made in duplicate. When the applicant has been elected and initiated, the duplicate shall be forwarded to your office. Those duplicates you will file, and at the expiration of your term of office, you will surrender said files to your successor in office. Please be seated. Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand Sergeant at Arms elect and the Grand Inner Guard elect.
Grand Sergeant at Arms elect Robert Clifton, Igloo 7, Valdez. Grand Inner Guard elect Grant Nelson, Igloo 22, Sitka.
I'm on the tube and put the note on guard.
Mr. Grand President, I present to you elect Robert Preston and in the guard elect Rob Wilson. Installation.
Grand Sergeant of the Arms and Grand Inner Guard, it will be your duty to prove all those present when the Grand Eagle is open. In your order, convey all summons that may be issued, and at all times obey the commands of the Grand Veteran. You will please be seated. Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand Treasurer Trustees elect.
Sent to you. Henrik 3-year trustee-elect for installation.
Grand trustee-elect, your duties are defined in Article 4, Section 7 of the Constitution. You will please be seated. Officer and member of the Grand Group, my name is Alaska. I congratulate you upon your choice of officers for the ensuing term. The Grand Chaplain will now administer the obligation. Grand President, it is now my pleasure to have our weeks ago, we are friends, and I will now retire.
Thank you, Bill. Brother, wait a minute. You know, I guess everybody knows that I had a cake in my bag. And I laughed so much that they said, "It's never no officers." I lost that one cake, but I got another one now.
I would like to have President pass them up as a way.
Mr. Grand President, your duties performed.
Thank you. I have for you, Pat, a past president of the CNC, and I hope you wear it proudly, and I think you should. Does everybody wear it proudly? I will give it on
finance.
Never let come here. That's what he said. You didn't have it covered. Oh.
Stove, but we had to cut through the wood.
Said, "It's going to be muskeg." He said, "We have planted that in the ketchup can." Well, I got a difference. Our past was going to be gold because it had plenty of gold in it. So the past was 1975 is going to be gold. For the wonderful convention they put on for us. And I thank you. Thank you again. So the teacher called him along and he came down there and he said, "So Johnny," he said to Johnny, "what do you say to the teacher?" "Well, she asked me a question and I told her to go to hell." So the poor Loki said, "And now," he said, "Johnny, I'm going to have to take you in next door and really give you a little spanker for this." So he took Johnny in next door and he said, "Now, if you sign that son of a bitch, admit it." Yeah. Come on up here and face the podium here, because we can't hear it back. You're not from Oklahoma, are you? Oh, that's good.
No.
I was from Oklahoma. Come back here.
Mr. President, this is probably an old story to you. We just got a birthday. You know, we're going to do a drinking time in Fairbanks with the inbox of people and pipeline construction. Price is going sky high.
I'm going to sit down on the table here. I'm going to have to break this into
I have just got word that the ladies in Fairbanks are going to have a difficult time keeping up with part of the food bill here there in Fairbanks. We used to have two bakeries, and one bakery bought the other one out. Now we only have one bakery, and I've got word that they're going to close the one bakery down.
Is that the one on 4th Avenue?
No. Down on Airport Road. It's the only one left. It seems that two men and women have been going to the bakery to get bread. I wanted to say, we've had a shortage of the Constitution of the pioneers, and so many people have been wanting to see it. They've never seen it. I've never seen a copy of it. And I've had more people ask me to see a copy of the Constitution, and I would like to say thank you for passing the resolution.
I got one dated in 1947.
Well, the resolution authorizing the purchase of 5,000 copies for the members should be enough to give us all the copies so that we can keep up with...
Because it costs you 16 cents.
Well, I don't know how we'd be able to do that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you. You know, if we don't close this place up, we're going to be here all night. And I'm not going to. Mike Dalton, did you have something to say?
Can't hear you.
Give a little report on the archive on your trip to Nome. Can you give a little report on that? Yeah. Come on, Mike. Mike came to Nome, and he did some research on the archive for the University of Alaska. And I'd like to have Mike make a little report on that.
Here and take a picture. So can you all get a picture before I split? But actually, I did go to Rome recently and caught the beer and recorded last year.
I think we even had you up at the house for dinner.
Now that I think about it, that was your house, wasn't it?
No, that belongs to my wife. It's not mine, so.
Hospitality in Rome is great. I'll tell you that. I'm going to make my reservation as soon as I get back to Fairbanks. I didn't make it before I was here. Anyway, we talked last year about some historical tips. Tanawha Yukon Historical Society is doing. We have about 100 tapes that we have done historical in nature. And we don't want to get into people's personal lives. We're just doing this around the state, talking to some of the old timers who actually experienced the history of Alaska. You're aiming at contactors to begin with or their offspring, but it just includes everything. And we have to thank all of you who you've talked with, and if you have any suggestions, keep passing them on to Auxiliary Number 8 Fairbanks, or 8 Number 4, or our Grand President. And this is a continuing thing. Thank you, Mr. Edmund, and all you grand officers, I hope you'll stay after. Just a second, 12 of us will get a picture of all of you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for your report.